to the sixth and final meeting of the APRC Senior Center Subcommittee. Just as a little preface, we've been meeting over the last 7 or 8 months to evaluate the senior program and where we're going to go. And this meeting will be the culmination of that. We have an agenda that I think many of you have probably seen. Let me get mine out real quick. Because I just wanted to make a couple comments. And maybe I didn't bring one. So basically we have a single item on our agenda today. Sure. So my name is Mike Gardner. I'm the president chair of the Passion Parks and Rec Commission. To my left here is Commissioner Jim Lewis, Director Michael Black, and Recreation Superintendent Rachel Dodds. So generally we have public comment before the items that are on the agenda. I doubt very much that anyone's here to speak to us on any other item, but if there was someone here that wanted to speak to something other than the senior center recommendations, they could speak now for 3 minutes. Seeing nobody raising their hands, then I have no additions or deletions to the agenda. So we have a single item. As I said, we have the recommendations for the senior center program. And before we get started, I just kind of want to set the stage for how this generally works. We generally give a short presentation on the item, and then we ask for public input. I have a rather large stack of people that want to speak. We generally limit the speaking time to 15 minutes total. So what I ask people to do is either limit their comments to a minute or less, or if you're only going to repeat what the person before you or the person before that or the person before that said, that you might just ditto what they said unless you have other information that you think it's necessary for us to hear. So are we keeping these two seats available for comment or just from the audience? They can just get it from the audience.
I'm not sure that it would work very well for everybody to come up front, so maybe if we could have them speak, stand and speak from the seats, we could move the microphone closer to where they are.
Okay. So the proceedings, all our subcommittee meetings are recorded. They're not on television except for today. But normally we want to capture the comments that are being made. So what we'll do is when people speak, we'll bring the recorder somewhere in the vicinity of where you're sitting or standing. Thank you, David. So is there any questions regarding that before I get started? You can hear us okay?
Where do you get a form if you want to speak?
In the back when you came in. Any other questions? Any other questions? Okay. Great. Then we're going to move to item four, which is our new business, which is receive and take action on a recommendation for the senior center program. And I'll turn it over to Director Michael Black.
Okay. So I will be making my recommendation based on the meetings that you had talked about, making my recommendation to the commissioners. If there's a problem with hearing me, please let me know and I'll try to speak up. So, Mike, as you mentioned, this is the sixth and final meeting of the Ashland Senior Center Subcommittee meeting. That committee was put together to evaluate the senior center. And I'm just going to go ahead and go over some points that are all based on the recommendation that I've made, that is, that we have copies of right here if anybody wants to see. The first thing I'm going to say, though, is that I am not recommending the closure of the senior center. That is false. That was not in the memo, and it's not on the table today as far as I'm concerned, as part of the recommendation. The center, however, is in need of reorganization in order to meet new goals and fiscal requirements, and that's why the recommendation is being made today. So I'm going to go back to 2016. An independent performance audit was performed for the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission, and part of that was reviewing the senior center. And in that review, there were a few statements and recommendations made. One of the first statements about the senior program is that opportunities, this is a quote from the independent performance audit, opportunities are available to increase programming that appeals to underserved groups such as active baby boomers and retirees, as well as senior citizens and the elderly. This is the crux of why we started looking at the program, is for expansion and meeting the growing needs in our community with all of these groups. Additionally, the commissioners after that, actually I'm going to go back to the audit. The audit also states, while the current senior center program does also provide some recreational experiences for its participants, the project team believes there are opportunities to expand the recreation and leisure experiences offered at the center and, therefore, has identified senior citizens and the elderly as an underserved population group. The project team believes that increased recreational opportunities at the senior center will increase participation in the program, establish it as a full-service center, and provide greater service to the senior and elderly residents in Ashland. So that, another statement that supports the reason for going into this evaluation, which is to look at the expansion of the senior program. From the audit as well, the project team believes that these recreational opportunities can be provided with support from staff and volunteers, and that it is critical that additional revenues be generated to support the center. There are a number of strategies that should be pursued by center staff to generate added support for the senior center. And I'll just briefly mention those. Research and apply for grant opportunities. Create an annual membership fee. Establish a center fundraising program. Work with the APRC Foundation to develop a senior center partner/sponsorship, expanding recreation opportunities for currently underserved population groups, and creating a task force with supervisory and program managers to form committees to further explore the potential for individual program initiatives and implementation strategies. Now, I'm going to go back to an objective that was adopted by the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission about the time that this performance audit was being produced, but before it was actually adopted. In 2015, the Parks Commissioners adopted the following objective: to evaluate the expanded and alternative use of the senior center to meet community needs. And that is the reason why we have looked through this process and why the recommendations are being made today. So, in 2016, late in the year, we began an in-depth review into the senior program with the following goals. These are goals adopted by the Senior Center Subcommittee. These are the goals that led us through these six meetings, this being the sixth, or the guiding goals that led us through those meetings. Number one, through the gathering of information, gain a greater understanding of the senior program and the function it serves for the citizens of Ashland. Number two, explore new ways of marketing and program innovation to ensure that the greatest number of citizens are benefited by the senior program. Number three, evaluate the organizational structure of the program and ensure that the organization of the senior program and the goals for innovation are aligned for efficiency and service delivery. Number four, seek advocates of the senior program and new ways to increase community involvement through volunteerism. And number five, evaluate the current senior program policies and create an official subcommittee of the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission, reporting directly to the commissioners to ensure collaboration and governance. So we have completed that thorough look-through at the current program, and it has been determined that the current organization will not be sufficient to move the program to the next level and begin earning revenue in order to support their existence. The current budget requires that the program earn 20% of its expenses in revenue over the next 2 years. That's $75,000 of $358,000. That is in the budget. This isn't a recommendation that I'm making today. The adopted budget calls for the Senior Center program to make $75,000 in revenue over the next 2 years. If the program cannot meet the 20% cost recovery, it is very possible that drastic action would need to be taken to ensure the program does not go over budget. This could include a full closure of the program. Now, comparably, this cost recovery at 20% is lower than the average of comparable cities that are in the report that I've published. The average is 47% that those cities bring in cost recovery. I think that by taking action now, we're strategically putting ourselves in a position to reorganize to give ourselves the most amount of time and the best opportunity to meet the new fiscal requirements and expand the program. So it's now our responsibility, or my responsibility as administration of APRC, to ensure that the budget is met, which has already been adopted, that the program is put in a position to best follow through and meet its financial requirements. So in the evolution of the program, two things need to happen for the program to continue as it is and grow. The program will need to earn the stated revenue, and the program will need to serve more of the active aging population than it already does. Now, item number one is somewhat dependent on item number two. In other words, expanding the program has the potential to increase revenues. So in my evaluation, it's very clear that the current organization of the senior program is not set up for success when considering this necessary evolution. My proposal is that the commissioners of Ashland Parks and Recreation adopt the following recommendations. I will read those directly from the report. Number one, form an official subcommittee of the Ashland Parks and Recreation Commission to provide oversight and guidance to the senior program. Number two, move the Ashland Senior Program back to the Recreation Division with a focus on creating more programming for more of the 55-plus population and for achieving the cost recovery goals. The current senior program is under the Administration Division. Number three, reduce operations and staffing at the center to a bare minimum for at least 3 months, one fiscal quarter, in order to meet the following objectives. Number one, or A, fiscal savings. Due to the need to reduce costs during this fiscal year to meet the adopted budget, reducing the staff for a period will be necessary. This reduction would only affect the drop-in traffic and office hours. The food and beverage program could continue to function, as well as any recreation programs that are scheduled through the program guide. Social service programs such as ALEAP, bus passes, and HEAT will continue to function through a combination of efforts from the City of Ashland staff and Ashland Parks and Recreation staff. C, reorganize the senior program. Revamp the structure and programs of the senior program with the goal of increasing services and cost recovery as prominent factors, or predominant factors. And D, move the major functions of the senior program to the Grove with the goal of creating a multi-generational center, keeping scheduled classes and food and friends program at the current senior center. Another recommendation, cost recovery. It has been demonstrated through the comparable cities analysis that there is a potential to recover some of the cost of operating a senior program. Elsewhere within APRC, all programs have some level of cost recovery. Aside from unreserved areas in city parks. Based on the research and the need within APRC, the APRC budget to collect some revenue on each program, a reasonable schedule for the commission to adopt for cost recovery for the senior program could be as follows. Year one, 15% or $25,000. Year two, 28% or $50,000. Each year following, at least 28% or at least $50,000 of each year's operating budget. Another item that we could look at is requesting at least full cost recovery from the city for providing the outreach and coordination of the Elite program, bus passes, and other utility-related services, or discuss other options with the city for providing those services that we currently provide. Another, request that RV COG begin reimbursing APRC for the use of the senior center for food and friends, or distribute the funds from the donations to APRC. And the last recommendation, perform multiple open house events and conduct a survey of the citizens of Ashland covering all aspects of the senior program under the direction of the recreation superintendent and the senior center staff. So that is my recommendation to the commissioners for consideration, to the subcommittee for consideration to the commissioners.
Any comments? Do you want to speak now or do you want to speak later?
How about you? You have any comments?
I think
you want to do the public.
I think we'll do the public real quick. I just didn't know if there was any clarification.
Yeah.
Any comments? Okay. So we'll go ahead and start the public comment section. As I said, we generally allow 15 minutes for public comment. I show that it's kind of like, I'll call it 20 after 1. So basically, we'll go until, what does that say?
Quarter after.
We'll go until like 20 minutes to 2, according to this clock. And first up, I have Christine, and it's D-U-C-L-Y, is it? Dulcy?
It's D-U-C-E-Y.
Okay.
I'm going to bring the microphone over. Go ahead. Thank you.
I live at 539 Walnut Street. And I just wanted to briefly speak to the issue of how the senior center creates community amongst the senior population. Just over the weekend, there was a report that came out by a person at Brigham Young University saying that loneliness and isolation contributes more to early death than obesity. So I think that's a really important point for us to remember, that the senior center provides the sense of community and one-on-one interaction. So that was really all that I wanted to add. Thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot. Rich
Rohde.
Right here.
Hello?
You can just hold it.
Hold it like that? Okay. Hi, subcommittee. I get on early. My name is Rich Rohde, 124 Ohio. I'm currently on the Ashland Housing and Human Service Commission, and I've served over 6 years with McKenzie River Gathering Foundation, both on their grant-making committee and on their board, so I'm really concerned about human services in Ashland. That's why I'm here, and very quickly, I would just say, after reading this last night and this morning, I have very severe concerns about the quality of that report, and don't feel that you can go forward with that report. There's so many ways that I only have like 1 minute to do that. Goal number 4 doesn't even get addressed in the report. It was a goal that was decent, but doesn't even get addressed. Most of the goal seems to be about cost recovery. There are so many things that we can do in our community that are not addressed in there. I would suggest that you reform again, form a much broader way of doing the evaluation, bring in the community organizations that work together, and come up with a real 360 evaluation of this program, and then look at where you're going. But the recommendations you have now, in my mind, are not acceptable.
I'll need you to fill out a speaker form before you leave.
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
I know.
Yes.
Go up there.
Okay. Good afternoon.
My name is Suzanne Severide. I've both volunteered and worked at the Senior Center for over a year. There's a lot about this senior program that can't be quantified, that can't be a line item on a revenue form. We deal daily with low-income seniors. Suggested donation for a warm lunch is $2.75. If they can't pay it, we find a way to make that happen. I'm wondering why the first time I was made aware of these recommendations or was able to see them was late afternoon yesterday. I'm also wondering why, in my opinion and that of many others, there has not been sufficient opportunity for legitimate public input. If we don't know what the recommendations are, we can't really give informed input. That seems to be a no-brainer to me. This is a huge issue. It is a program that has been in place for 43 years. We have people on staff who have over a decade's worth of experience. They know the low-income seniors and other seniors in this community on a first-name basis. They know the names of their late spouses. They know the names of their children. They know the particulars. This is not something that is easily cast away in a compassionate, caring community, and I urge you to please take that into account. When you mention here that the senior center manager's presentations were brief and provided little substance as basis for evaluating, etc., I have to ask myself, did you not see the 150-plus page report that was submitted and was put together on something like 3 weeks' notice? I would also ask Mr. Black when he has been to the center, even though I know that there have been repeated invitations to please come and see what the center is doing, and I would be curious to know. I know the answer, but I'd be curious to know the answer from him, how many times he's actually stepped foot in the building and really sat down and spent some time there and seen what takes place. We don't pay to use Lithia Park. We don't pay to use the bike trails. The idea of paying its own way approach is not consistent with many other programs in Ashland. There is a social quotient here that is deeply important, that must be taken into account. And I urge you, please, to think of that as you make your decision. Thank you for this opportunity.
How many years do you have? In other words, how old are you? You want to know how old I am, so I want to know how old you are.
You don't have to answer. This isn't a dialogue. You know, we're looking for input, ma'am, and I appreciate it.
He's not going to answer the question?
You know, we're looking for input from you. I'm 65 years old, okay?
Okay, but I want to know how old this gentleman is.
Well, I don't know that it's relevant, but I'm 45 years old.
Okay, you've got a long, long years to learn.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, you look forward to it. And remember this day. Okay?
Okay, thanks. Sharon Moss.
She's 93, by the way, and she goes to the Senior Center.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
I'm Sharon Laws, and I live at 968 Hillview Drive. Yeah, I live at 968 Hillview Drive. I was director of the senior program for 17 and a half years, and I remember way back 43 years ago when we started the program in Ashland. It was basically a social services program to start with, and it has evolved over the years to adapt to the changing times and the changing senior. And we have added over the years various programs for recreation and that sort of thing, and a lot more health things, a lot more educational things. And I feel that it's so important that we not lose track of the human element in all of this. I believe strongly in budgeting very carefully, but I think we can be a little bit tightwad sometimes when it comes to social services. If we can't take care of each other, it's not a very happy Ashland that we're going to have. So I'd like to see the human element considered and to have you look at the fact that this has done so well over the years and has been supported by the community. I think the community would like to have it continue, to have a social services element. Thank you.
On Ray Lane here in Ashland. I have worked in the senior programs for 30 years. Primarily, I started as a coordinator for what was the precursor to the Food of Friends program. In that time, there are rules and regulations for the senior meals program that I really feel that your report doesn't address. For one thing, we were not allowed to charge for the meals for people over 60. And that's a federal regulation set up in the charter back in, I think, the Roosevelt years after the Great Depression, when seniors and people were leaving the city, leaving their farms to the city. They needed a place to eat, so these programs were set up for socialization, for companionship, and all the other things that have been mentioned. As far as moving a program potentially to the Grove, there has to be a kitchen available for the Loaves and Fishes or the Food and Friends program to serve meals. There's also a potential that in a building where non-60-year-olds are coming to lunch, are coming, the 60-year-olds cannot receive a lunch because we may not be allowed to provide a lunch in a place where other people can't get it. The third thing is that seniors have different needs than people 55 and younger. The programs offered at the Senior Center are things like Tai Chi, cribbage, movies, some physical activities, comparing ideas, sharing ideas, discussing books, things that aren't going to be of interest perhaps to younger people. I do feel that eliminating or making it possible to eliminate the meals program is going to hurt a large number of your voting members of the community. Seniors have trouble getting out. There aren't any buses available to speak of to get people to the senior center. So address transportation. We cannot ride bicycles around town. You're eliminating cars, hopefully, and gas-guzzling transportation, but help us get to the senior center. I think perhaps you need to talk to people at Food and Friends and other community organizations that work with seniors, perhaps Access, perhaps Community Works, people who really know what's needed by the seniors and how they contribute to the community and how comparing what Ashland can afford to a city with a larger population, even if it is per thousand, might have some questions involved. Just look at your facts and your figures. I don't think all of the issues have been addressed adequately, no matter how good your efforts have been. Thank you.
Street. I've been a volunteer here for 15, 16 years. I don't think the issue is, as you say it is, cost. I think the issue is service and making sure the service goes to those who need the most. Not the 56-year-olds, but the 76, 86, 96-year-olds. I could spend a lot of time here, but I know time is short. So what I would recommend very strongly is that you take your number five recommendation and make that start and complete it before you even consider the other four recommendations. But the more important thing is have the committee of people who conduct the survey of citizens, ask, and all of the other things, gather the data, hold meetings where someone can stand up and talk for 20 minutes, not 1.5 minutes. And make sure that the authority on top of that meeting is the city council, not the Parks and Recreation Department. Let the people, all the people of Ashland, get their say in and do what needs to be done. Because I don't believe a senior services should be required to raise one penny. Cost is not why we're here.
Recreation and for living here in Ashland where we live. My remarks are directed primarily to you and also to Mayor Stromberg. The expected cost recovery aspects of the recommendation is most troubling to me. Those who use the senior center, connect with services through the senior center are the poorest in the community. I work with two who are on food budgets of $4 a day. These are the least able of our community, and the senior services that we provide is a safety net. Those with wealth do not use city services. They volunteer until they cannot, and then they pay for services and for entertainment. Many of Ashland's elders are without resources. They're starving. They're invisible, and I fear for them. We pay a significant portion of our tax dollars for parks, and I thank you for Garfield Park, and I thank you for the new community garden on Hersey, and I thank you for the ice skating rink. But we need to support people with our tax dollars, with these funds, not just green, open spaces. I applaud Parks and Rec for doing this work, for strategy and planning and thinking ahead. And I agree with some aspects of your recommendation. Perhaps new leadership is needed in new direction. I don't disagree with that, but that may also be a city HR concern and not falling into a recommendation for senior services. The tone of the recommendation is odd. It's threatening, it's unkind, and it doesn't suggest collaboration, which we are all known for. How has today's meeting been published? I'm told that even the senior center staff didn't know about it until 3 o'clock yesterday. That's not Ashland as we know it. Further, I don't see evidence of representation in the planning, Mike, for those who are actually involved in senior services or have advanced degrees in sociology or gerontology. I think that any planning needs to include those elements before any actions, before any changes are made. And I think there needs to be a true involvement from the other agencies that are providing service, such as Access, United Way, the library, the food bank, the YMCA, the hospital. So I guess that these are my primary concerns and about this document, that it hasn't had sufficient review and comment, and it's premature to vote it into action. Mike, I would ask instead that there be a formal evaluation of the needs of the community and of the existing senior services, and a well-thought-out plan be devised. I think Southern Oregon University's Research Center can provide assistance in surveys and data gathering and facilitation. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Really well done.
Used to be Mountain View Retirement, and I guess I'm here to speak for the people that aren't here. No one in this room is terrified or scared, but we have shut-ins, I would say probably 3 to 5 for every person in here who is absolutely scared. They have no access to computers. Their communication comes from Meals on Wheels or a neighbor who drops by. So I can't speak to the budget, but I can speak to the human aspect of this, that there are people who are shut-ins and are desperate. And to put this into a budgetary, fiscally viable situation is really, I think, horrible. Because what do you do with the rest of the people that are sitting there and they have no idea this is going on? So I'm just speaking for those people and hoping to add a little something that you might or might not have thought of about how there are people not just sitting at home waiting for Meals on Wheels, but are sitting at home alone, as you mentioned, scared, the spouse is gone, the kids are scattered, and they're waiting for what? What are they waiting for? They're waiting for Meals on Wheels. And some of them, when they come to the community center, which is a hub of information, it is a godsend for them. They come with $2 or $5, the end of their Social Security for that month, and they try to do something to kind of pick themselves up. So that's all I wanted to say. It was just that there are those people out there that somebody spoke of and said are absolutely invisible. And those are the people we should be considering in this. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hello. I've been paying my taxes for 33 years in Ashland. I never had any children in the schools to get educated, but I didn't complain because I wanted you folks to be well educated when it came time to be running things when I was an old lady. So I don't know how many of your educations I have subsidized, but now I think it's my turn. There's not a whole lot in Ashland for senior center, for senior citizens. And to want us to pay now again for services, now that we're old and need a place like the center for companionship and things to keep our minds active and entertained, it's our turn. You have no business shuffling us off and making us pay. I'd also like to speak to the process here. We learned about this on Monday. We get to talk to you on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, you say you're going to make your decision. Well, apparently you've already made your decision because you've already let go the staff at the senior center. So I feel like there's something not kosher about this whole process that you're going through. And if you're going to rush this through tomorrow, it's an indication that you've already made your decision and that what we're doing here is possibly quite pointless. That's it.
I live at 1826 Fremont Street.
Can't hear you.
I live at 1826 Fremont Street. You hearing me now?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay, so I'll speak up. I can project. I've been going to the senior center for 20 years. I go to the Tuesday morning discussion group. This is my family. I look forward to this activity more than any other activity in my life, and that includes a men's group of 20, 30 years, an art group of 30 years. I've never been able to afford to live in Ashland. Never. Now that's a long time. All the time that I've lived in Ashland, 30 years, I've never been able to afford to live here. The way I live here is by frugality. And I requested a few years ago, and now I am celebrating 5 years of my happiest days with a young couple, and I've got 96 square feet to live in. This is my family at the senior center. I don't pay to visit family.
I volunteer at the Senior Center 2 days a week. I see what's going on, how much it means to everybody who's there, to the volunteers, as well as to the people who attend the food programs and the activities. Giving this late notice and this small input time in 15 minutes talks, I think, is disrespectful to the community and to the seniors. I think that the study, you're looking at the glass half empty rather than half full. There is so much that's been done over 40 years that's bedrock in the community that helps the seniors that you're way overlooking the importance of it and the critical needs of the community. When I look over just being able to read this during the meeting, it's not enough time, but looking over, reducing operating staff to a bare minimum. That's a laugh. It's a bare minimum now. I work there, and I see the people work, and how hard they work, and how much input and help they give the people, and how much experience they have in doing it. And it would only affect drop-in and office hours. That's critical. Drop-in are usually emergencies, people that need help right away. Office hours, people don't know how to work the system. They go by and they drive in and they drop in to see. They don't know how to do the website. They don't know how to navigate. All they know is to drive in, go and ask for help. And doing that, it's critical service to the seniors in this community to get access to the care and services they need. And the people there that will be reduced are the ones that know the community, they're part of the culture, they know the families, they know the resources. They're the most efficient and effective people you could have there. And to lose that intellectual capital for temporary savings, they know about their past attempts about expanding program and what works and what doesn't. You're losing that experience of years and years of trying to do better, trying to expand the services of the community. And then moving the functions of the senior program to the Grove, letting the seniors have the center, is what went wrong with this process. You're disconnected from the seniors. You need to be with them. The senior staff and the people that are managing them, to know the and get to know. You're not into the culture, and you make wrong decisions because of them. I know that the Meals on Wheels, the Friends and Food and Friends programs, it's not going to be affected right away, but saying that they may have to pay for the use of the room could drive them out of there, very likely. So this upsets me. I think it upsets many people in the community, and I really think you should show more respect to the community to let everybody involved in making these decisions and plans. Thank you.
Cypress Point,
many of you probably know that the Senior Center program was brought about in 1973 in part by City Councilor Ron McCann's concerns about seniors' unmet needs for basic social assistance. He and other Ashland leaders created a plan in cooperation with other agencies to help locate and inform mobile and isolated seniors of services that would help them to maintain their independence dwelling in their own homes. Over four decades, the current director, Christine Dodson, has been there over 14 years. Five program directors and staff have initiated, expanded, and diversified the services provided free of charge to these very special residents of Ashland. And it has become a highly respected and utilized resource known by many citizens and organizations who refer people to the senior program. That includes a number of families way across the nation who are trying to care for their parents who are here in Ashland. And the Senior Center provides a link between distance family and persons who live here. Constantly adjusting to changing times and decreasing support from the Parks and Recreation and the city itself, including a major budget cut yet again in the current fiscal year, the basic services provided by the senior program remain true to the original mission, to enable senior residents of Ashland to maintain self-sufficiency, independence, socialization, connectedness to society and community, and happiness in later year. I would strongly urge that the Parks and Recreation Commission leave Christine Dodson, who has a degree in an apical field as the current director of Parks and Recreation, instead of cutting their budget, empower her. Bingo, gambling will not take the place of providing the social services and interaction that the residents and senior residents of Ashland who go to the senior program need. So thank you very much for inviting at meeting number 6 community input, and we do hope that the Parks and Recreation Commission tomorrow evening will hear the voices of the many present and not present. Thank you.
Some things, and people have spoken to the benefits, but I just want you to think about all the financial benefit of the volunteer hours, and just personally, I would pay to volunteer. I get so much out of it. I help serve their drinks, I greet them, talk to them, clean off their plates, and I even help the dishwashers wash the dishes. I would invite anybody at that table to come and help us wash the dishes.
Here, here.
They drink out of real cups and use real silverware and real plates. And that's all I have to say.
I'm David Hill at 235 Terrace Street. I represent the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. We work closely with the Center. To us, these recommendations represent a drastic and perhaps immoral shift of resources from providing the subsistence and survival of those in need for the fun and games of those not in need.
Sorry, I didn't give it back.
Okay. I'm Mark Burrow. I live at 4.
491 Courtney Street. I find in this handout there is a need for the budget to collect some revenue on each program. That's desirable, I guess. At least it's been indicated as an absolute. Why are the seniors the only target for those cost recoveries? It costs you a lot to maintain tennis courts. Why not charge admission to tennis players? It costs you a lot to maintain and build playgrounds. Why couldn't those kids kick in a little to cover the cost? We have a lovely park downtown. We could have admission booths. Everybody going into the Lithia Park could pay a little. It costs a lot to maintain that place. So when you talk about cost recovery, I don't think the seniors should be the sole and preferred target. Thank you.
I'm Willow Morning Sky. I live at 132 6th Street in Ashland.
I am so impressed by the incredible amount of intelligence in this room and of the people speaking. The financial aspects that this woman spoke of are absolutely right on true. And Linnell talks about the ability to get to the driving. In Ashland, we need to make golf carts legal and well-respected and in the community as much as possible. There's a city down in California, Sun City. It's golf carts. And we need that here so that people can go pick other people up and not be having to drive a car. Kit has left, but he spoke of the terror of indigent people at home alone. I'm not indigent. I'm struggling for money. I've applied at Safeway and applied at Sears because I'm 74 and I'm out looking for work in order to survive financially in this community. So I'm not indigent, and I'm able to get out, and I live in terror every day. I wake up in terror, and I go to sleep in terror because I am getting less and less able to deal with the demands of life. When I first got here, I went to the senior center a lot. I went to the movies. I wanted to be with some people. I was so alone and felt so vulnerable and lonely. And I met with the kind of disrespect I'm hearing from the financial area of the talk today. I went to a line dance class, and I paid my $2, and I was standing there observing, getting ready to join in where I felt comfortable. Some younger person came up, grabbed me from behind by both shoulders, and started shoving me. And I said, what are you doing? And she says, I'm putting you where you need to be. And I said, let go of me. I finally swung around and said, leave me alone. And I walked out, and I've never been back to the center. This is the kind of disrespect. I'm not that stupid that I can't pick out a place to be in line just because I'm 74. And this kind of disrespect for the elderly population in our community is unwarranted. The kind of input I have heard here today and the interest and as many people as are here, that the elderly population in Ashland really deserves more respect. And I would suggest that at the center, because I went to different people and told them what happened and that I wasn't going to come back, and there, I would suggest that there is some kind of mediation support that happens. If I could have met with that young person, expressed to her how she made me feel, And, you know, when problems come up, taking action to retain the people that want to be there, I think is simple enough. It's simply having somebody there to mediate the a conversation and come to closure. Thank you very much.
I'm John Hoxley. I've lived here 22 years. I just kind of wanted to, you know, question the function of this memo. I came here more to find out things than with any specific agenda in mind. This seems very bureaucratic. I think there's a lot that I would like to know, and I think a lot of people would like to know that just isn't in here that correlates to what is in here, and I can't put the two together because I don't have the information. And so I'd really like to support what Mike here said about, you know, just starting over at number five and, you know, get more of the community involved, get more of the community understanding what the needs are. It seems pretty clear to me that you haven't done that. I've used the community services here, the senior services, relatively little, but 12 years ago when I had a serious cancer, which I've somehow survived, you know, I went there with help figuring out how to sign up for Medicare because I had to take early Social Security because I was unable to work. And I was pretty broke at the time. The fact that that was there was very important to me. And I came in part because I'm 71 now, and it's like I may need some of the services that are being provided, and I don't know if I'll be able to afford them or get to them or any of those things, but it just seems to me like this is kind of, you know, a bureaucratic brush over here. That's, you know, got a bunch of facts in it that are based on previous meetings where the public wasn't present, and you should have started at this end, were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
It
was sounding that way to me, but it's clear that not enough people have been involved, or I think your conclusions and recommendations would be different. Thank you, Rob.
And finally, the last request I have is from Barb Settles.
That
the cost recovery is $50,000. If this cost recovery is not met, does this mean that the senior center will be closed?
I can answer it if you want me to, but or you can state the
question. They're great questions, yeah. So is it going to be closed? Who knows?
My other question is, you say in here that you want to form an official subcommittee of the Asheville Parks and Rec Commission.
We don't want to, but we are.
My question is that will there be any costs incurred by forming that subcommittee? Will there be any costs at all incurred to the city because of that?
No.
Not at all?
Staff liaison.
I could answer that.
Okay.
If you want to.
Fine. That's why we don't have discussion.
So, and I have a couple of comments when I'm done here. I'll just go right into my comments.
Sure. Go ahead.
The senior center budget is what it is. The budget for administration is what it is. The budget for the recreation division is what it is. There is no need for the people who would be liaison to a subcommittee like myself or Rachel to charge the senior center for any time spent doing a subcommittee. So no, there would not be any charge, additional charge for having a subcommittee. These folks are volunteers. They've been elected by the public and they volunteer their time. They don't get paid anything for it. My salary is already covered. Her salary is already covered. The senior center manager's salary is already covered. There's no need to increase any budget to do a subcommittee. So I wanna say a couple of things. You know, in case you're wondering, yeah, it's uncomfortable sitting here right now and listening to you, and the comments that you make are very, very eloquent. But I have the unfortunate position today, sitting in front of all you, to have to consider something else as well, not just what you're saying, but the fact that I'm legally bound to follow the budget that's been approved by the City Council and the Parks and Recreation Commission. I would love to just throw it out the window and say, let's do whatever we can to make sure we provide all the services that we want to provide. My recommendation today is an effort to try and create or try and promote creative ways to make money to reach revenue goals and still provide all the services that we provide today. And somebody probably has the question, well, I think there was a question about parks and why isn't parks suffering? I have cut, and I'll take responsibility for this, I've cut hundreds of thousands of dollars out of the parks budget for maintenance in this biennium coming up. I have laid off one parks employee to make budget work. There's other people who have, there's another position that was laid off as well in the recreation area. It is an unfortunate position to be in, but I have to look at the entire picture. And I guess sometimes it doesn't pay to be an administrator, but that's my job right now. So the other thing I was going to say is nobody has been laid off at the senior program. Nobody has been laid off at the senior program. My recommendation is that we reduce staff. If the commissioners approve that recommendation, it'll be my job to determine how we do that. We are not making any recommendations to move Food and Friends or to adjust Food and Friends. I did, in my initial recommendation, say that I thought Food and Friends should potentially contribute. I've met with Food and Friends. They can't give us any of the money that they have donated, unfortunately. But they have agreed to start cleaning the restrooms from time to time and things like that. That is how tight our budget is. I'm cleaning the restroom in my office. We are emptying the trash at all of our buildings ourselves to try and make our budgets meet. So, you know, I just wanted to make that statement. It's not taken with a grain of salt. These recommendations are my best shot at trying to preserve the program and create revenue. So,
thank you. Commissioner Jim Lewis.
Yeah, I think it's my turn. My name's Jim Lewis. I'm 68 years old. My name is Jim Lewis. I'm 68 years old, and I've been volunteering in Ashland for the last 30 years. So I take this job of Parks Commissioner very seriously, and I must say we have evaluated or reevaluated programs in the multitudes of years I've been on the Parks Commission. So this is just one more evaluation in our group. And obviously there's a large number of people here that are passionate about the Senior Center. I am thrilled about that. It sounds like it's a wake or memorial. We're not closing the Senior Center. We are improving the Senior Center. We have to move away from closure. I know change is scary. We talked about people being scared. It seems like there's people scared out there, but change is inevitable, and I didn't make that up. So for me, the performance audit was important because the council spent $40,000 to have the parks and rec evaluated for efficiency.
Wow.
$40,000. $40,000, or about that.
You could have got a bunch of us as volunteers who would have done it better for free.
Okay, you're doing that right now. The audit suggested targeting a larger group of seniors. That it might be scary to some people. It isn't scary to me. Reviewing the demographics of the city in our process, there are thousands of 55 and older citizens in our community. Many of these people already volunteering their time and effort within the city. Plenty of people helping the cause. After many meetings, it becomes obvious we need to restructure and integrate the Senior Center in our recreation program. For me, it is obvious after six long meetings and much discussion, that's the recommendation I'm going to be giving tomorrow. With this integration, we will see an increase in the benefit-to-cost ratio. There's going to be an argument about the benefit-to-cost ratio. We want more benefits and be more efficient. During the restructuring, there will be no essential services lost. All important services will be continued. At-risk per people will not be turned away. We will end up with a more efficient, progressive, and inclusive senior center. And I know change is hard, but I'm asking everybody here to be part of the new and improved Senior Center. Don't walk away and give up on it. You're shaking your head, but this is an important thing for all of us. We've taken it exceedingly seriously and showed up to every meeting and taken all the input, and now you're at the last meeting saying we should start over. This is the day we start over, you know? You can only have recommendations when you go through all the meetings.
How could anybody have given input on Mr. Black's recommendations when he did not make them available until after his meeting with Christine Dodson?
Thanks for your comments. Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway.
May I sit down now? Is that what you're telling
me? No, I'm just saying this. You know, thank you.
I guess my wrap up is I hope the existing Senior Center volunteers will see this as an opportunity to help with improving the Senior Center services. And so don't go away mad, just let's all get together and improve it. Just show up for meetings.
So
I do.
I'm gonna wrap this up and then we're gonna make a recommendation that we're going to vote on here, and then that'll be the recommendation to the full commission, which will happen tomorrow night at 5:00 in council chambers.
Correct.
So, someone mentioned earlier. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone for being civil in the meeting, and they're very difficult decisions, and it quite frankly has been a longer process than most of you want to recognize. I would just reiterate, so it's clear, that every subcommittee meeting, not only for the Senior Center subcommittee, but any subcommittee that we have, they're open to the public and they're noticed. And when people get involved and tell us what they need, what they want, what's wrong, what's right, or support us or call us out, that helps us make our decision. So, this is the final meeting, and someone asked before if I already made up my decision, and quite frankly, I've already made up my decision. I made my decision up before this meeting. But I'm going to vote for the recommendation because of all your comments. You know, you could have come to the last five meetings and made all the comments that you made today, which most of them were very constructive. In fact, I wrote down at least a half a dozen that I hope to discuss with the commission, if not tomorrow night, we'll discuss as a future as we move forward. So it's been said a couple times, and it's been said here lately, that we need to start over. You know what? That's what we're doing. We are starting this process over. We're going forward with the recommendation, and that's going to be where we start. And we're going to move forward. We're going to try to encompass everything that we've been doing, and we're going to try to expand the program. That's our whole goal. So with that being said, I'd like to make a recommendation that we, or I make a motion that we support the recommendation of Director Black and take it to the full commission for hopefully approval tomorrow night.
I will second that.
I'll vote yes.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Subcommittee.
Shame.
Y'all can work with Trump.
They are.
Hey, I thought they were sinning. Work.
Nothing to do with it. First of all, 55 is a good senior. 55 is a kid. Until you're 70, you haven't finished growing up. Second of all, we need to help the people over 85, but we're not doing enough.
Well, now we start. We can start doing that.
You guys could have gone out and raised $100,000 and not done anything else, and you would be heroes.
Well, I want you to help raise that $100,000.
You need to help to be
raised. Don't go away. Don't go away, man. Help. You got to help these people.
I do. I raise over $1,000 every year and turn it in.
He didn't know we were going to have a summer vlog together. I didn't know we were the same age.
Why did you guys go out and raise the money?
Except for food.
Or organize the raising of the money.